You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Wealth Route 21, Skalk Lowe, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Skalk, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. For once, I can speak to you with the Rand below 17, Rand 30.
Tough crowd. And you're not mentioning the fact that as we sit here, we just finished up the third quarter. There we go. Third quarter of 2025 done and dusted for the JSE. We've got one quarter left. And I know you know more or less, but you want to take a guess what's the year-to-date performances for the JSE as we sit here?
So I know our resources counters, or the resources sector, is up more than 150%. I know that we have touched all-time highs on the all share. I know that we are in all-time high territory on the on the top 40, and we're above 100,000 points in the case of both of those. I'm going to take a gander and say we're up probably close to 35 to 40% on the market.
I'll take that any day, because if we went into this year, it's just unbelievable how we're sitting here. Jimmy, you and I, we chatted about this as we ended the year, and it was a good 2024, went into 2025, and it was sort of, what do we expect? You know, if we can just sort of just keep it in positive territory. People were sort of a little bit worried about Trump kind of coming into office. And here we're sitting, 31.5% on the JSE year to date. That's the 1st of January up to now. You mentioned it. It's definitely the resources with a star. I mean, listen to this. Sibanye-Stillwater, 230%. Durban-Roodepoort Deep, 198%. Goldfields, 200%. Anglo Gold, 194%. You could start hearing the trend here. So pretty much, you know, if you had no gold, you had no love in your portfolio, without a doubt. I mean, and then you throw in the Northerns, which is the Palladium Platinum, 188%. Impala Platinum, 152%. Volterra, 142%. Man, what a year. And it was sort of disappointing in a sense, you know, looking at this data. And then the next moment, we look at our balance of trade data that came out today. And you know, people say, come on, Skalk, it's the seventh month in a row where we've been running a surplus. You started this conversation saying, Skalk, I mean, look at the rand, you know, 17-20-odd. I mean, this is a great win. And yes, I think a lot of people out there would say, well, it's been supported by a weaker dollar. Come on, we need to be realistic here as well. But I mean, 7 months in a row where we've been running a trade surplus, that's always going to be, you know, a positive signal, you know, for something like the rand. But I was disappointed. I was disappointed when I saw the data that came out this morning or during the course of the day. We're still in a surplus, but I mean the surplus seriously narrowed. We're talking about it shrunk to $4 billion, you know, from $20 billion in July, and the biggest culprit was our exports. Our exports really disappointed, and there, when you look at the biggest disappointment was our precious metals. So, I mean, this is where, you know, if you read these type of data, you know, the Sibanye's, Durban-Roodepoort Deep, Goldfields, your Anglo Golds, Northerns, these type of year to date returns, you want to see us exporting 27 hours a day. That's just bottom line.
Skalk, we are dangerously close to the midnight deadline in the United States relating to that government shutdown. Now, when we looked at this yesterday, I had a look at this with Gary Boyson on markets yesterday, and we kind of spoke about the fact that it might not have any real significant implications on the markets in the short term, because we have had government shutdowns in the past. I think the last one in President Trump's initial first term was just north of 34 days or so, and markets kind of reacted calmly towards that. Are we seeing a calm reaction to markets at this stage, understanding that, of course, US markets do still have a big influence on the rest of the globe?
Now, this is not good. I mean, You want transparency, and I think the one or two things are going to happen. I mean, we'll again most probably will wait until pretty much deadline. We will 12 o'clock tonight, type of deadline, where we'll have some guidance. But I mean, this is one of the major reasons why we're seeing the dollar being under pressure. This is one of the major reasons why we're seeing the gold price just reaching new all-time highs and new all-time highs. You typically want to see clarity. This is not the first time it's happened under a Trump watch. This is now the second time. And I read somewhere, Jimmy, it's something like only the fifth time in 35 years or something like that. So this is significant, and markets are telling us that. I mean, you can see today NASDAQ not really positive, Dow not positive. You can see there's a nervousness in the market. Yes, we're coming off one of the best Septembers in years. So there might just be a bit of a breather in the market, but I don't think this is something that's just going to go away. They need to address it. They need to address it ASAP, because that will bring the sort of just less nervousness in the markets for now.
Skulk, let's take a look at some of the optimistic outlooks. Markets at the moment, as you said, have been running for the longest time. They've been running hot. South African markets have been benefiting from that, largely off the commodities markets that we've been seeing. Is it still going to run? We are going into the final quarter. You said September was great, but you and I both know September is usually probably one of the worst months in the year. So for September to be this great, what does that mean for the rest of the quarter or for the rest of the year? Understanding that for South Africa, this quarter usually is one of our best performing quarters.
You're not seeing me. I wish you had a video of me sitting now polishing my crystal ball. Polishing and polishing and polishing. But I mean, Jimmy, so two things. You know, we've had a good year. I mean, we haven't been celebrating this good year, and not just a good year. I mean, over the past 5 years, we've even been outperforming in dollar terms. When I say we, but talking about the JSE, has been outperforming the S&P 500, which also had a phenomenal 5 years. So firstly, let's high five each other and just celebrate. You know, this is a great, great recovery and a great return that the local market's been giving us. But I mean, to your question, I can't tell you where things are going to go. But what I can tell you is, are we currently expensive after this move, and it's got close to 32% run in 2025? And the answer is no. We're not even, let's call it, at our mid case. When we look at the past 15 years forward P on the JSE, we're not even at that, let's call it, median price yet. And why is this important? That the previous time I've seen something like this, and when I say something like this, I'm talking about a commodity boom, gold running, platinum running, palladium running. I mean, remember, we're the largest platinum producer, second largest palladium, largest rhodium, the eighth largest gold producer in the world. When we see these commodities, last time we've seen this type of run in these commodities was the mid-2000s. And there we've seen a longish, you know, the rand continue to strengthen. We saw our trade balance. We saw our unemployment come down. So don't be surprised if we see a continuation on South Africa doing well in markets. I wouldn't be selling or calling tops on the JSE yet. I'm a little bit nervous about the US market, but I mean, definitely South Africa is not expensive yet.
Long may the euphoria live. We'll see how much longer the markets continue to rally. For now, those that are in the markets, that have been in the markets, are continuing to profit from that. Those that are not yet in the markets might want to consider getting involved, but speak to a financial advisor. Don't say Skulk Low or Jimmy Moyaha gave you that as financial advice, because that's not what we do. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much, Skulk, for those insights. Always lovely having you on the show. Wealth manager at PSG Wealth Route 21, Skulk Low, joining us. Take a look at market movements as well as market momentum three quarters of the way into the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.